You are listening to Expanding Horizons, the podcast of the Unitarian Church of South Australia, a home of progressive spirituality and free religious thought and action since 1854. Views expressed in these podcasts are those of the speaker and are not intended to represent the position of the church itself or of the worldwide Unitarian Universalist movement. For more information, visit unitariansa.org.au.
Good morning and welcome to our first face-to-face service of worship for several months. I'm Peter Whittam, as you all know. Jenny Dyster was actually going to look forward to doing this introduction, so I'm standing in for her because she's not well. She has a virus, probably not the virus, but as a complaint is respiratory, she won't be back in circulation until this is checked. We acknowledge that this church is on Kaurna land and we respect the spiritual relationship of the Kaurna people with this land and honour their elders past and present. We have restarted the services because the state government guidelines allow for church services to recommence under various rules, which I will go into in detail about. Firstly, the 1.5 metre rule applies to people who are from different households. If you come together, you can sit together, but please maintain the 1.5 metre distance from other families or individuals. Our maximum capacity for this room is 59. We will not be singing or humming because aerosols breathed out during these activities travel more than 1.5 metres. However, we will have music, as you will see. I'll leave the details about how to comply with government directives during coffee hour until the conclusion of the service. Now, the other thing is we'll not be passing the collection bag around because this would breach the COVID-19 guidelines. Cash point facilities available out there, as always, and if you have cash, we do have a collection point next to our chalice here in front. Please use it during the coffee hour. So I'll sound the bell and we'll commence.
Celebrations, celebrating being together at last and being friends. That's the topic for today. I'm going to read from Siegfried Sassoon, Everyone Sang. Everyone suddenly burst out singing, and I was filled with such delight as prisoned birds must find in freedom, winging wildly across the white orchards and dark green fields, on, out of sight. Everyone's voice was suddenly lifted, and beauty came like the setting sun. My heart was shaken with tears, and horror drifted away. Oh, but everyone was a bird, and the song was wordless. The singing will never be done. Well, I wish to say welcome as well. It's just so exciting and wonderful to see everybody here together. And I'm Janet, and my husband is Peter. I think everybody who is here knows us, so we won't go any further. We've got a friend coming. She's going to be a part of our service. Her name is Elizabeth. She is a very good friend. She is a psychologist and a mother, wonderful mother, and a poet. And that's why I've got her here. Peter, I wonder if you'd read to the children, our wonderful children. While Peter's getting organised, I actually have spoken to the children about this. While we're all at home, David magnificently had Zoom for the children doing Sunday Club, and I was involved in that for a couple of sessions. And during one of those sessions, I asked the children if they would write or draw something about their experience with COVID. And I asked those who are here today, or parents, might be able to do this with their children. Bring it along next week and we will exhibit these for parents and adults to look at. So thanks, guys. It's our tradition to share the significant events of our spiritual lives in an open forum of fellowship. I invite you now to share with us any recent event that has been significant in your spiritual life and to light a candle. It's important to be brief, although I know you want to tell us lots. You're very welcome to light a candle in silence. If you choose not to share, you can still take part in widening this circle of compassion by listening with an open heart and mind. I open our worship space for this sacred act that draws us together in our shared humanity. Now it's time for meditation or a little period of silence. This is a day of celebration, being together and being so lucky that we are in a country or a state where the impact of the virus hasn't been upon us quite as badly as in other areas. But I also want you to think with your just quietly about the people who have been lonely in the last few months, the people who have been ill. So please just spend a little bit of time with me in meditation.
We thought it appropriate. We have been very fortunate here in Australia, perhaps not so much in Victoria, but we have been very fortunate that we seem, at this stage anyway, to have got on top of the COVID virus. And that we thought it was appropriate to read that old favourite, My Country. The love of field and coppice, of green and shaded lands, of ordered woods and gardens is running in your veins. Strong love of grey-blue distance, brown streams and soft, dim skies. I know but cannot share it, my love is otherwise. I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. I love her far horizons, I love her jewel sea, her beauty and her terror, the wide brown land for me. The stark white ringbark forests, all tragic to the moon, the sapphire misted mountains, the hot gold hush of noon. Green tangle of the brushes where live lianas coil, and orchids deck the treetops and ferns the warm dark soil. Core of my heart, my country, her pitiless blue sky, when sick at heart around us we see the cattle die. But then the grey clouds gather, and we can bless again the drumming of an army, the steady soaking rain. Core of my heart, my country, land of the rainbow gold, for flood and fire and famine, she pays us back threefold. Over the thirsty paddocks, watch, after many days, the filmy veil of greenness that thickens as we gaze. An opal-hearted country, a willful, lavish land, all you who have not loved her, you will not understand. Though earth holds many splendours, wherever I may die, I know to what brown country my homing thoughts will fly.
Thank you, Peter. We thought that that would be a wonderful thing to read. Probably reminds us of our childhood. Peter mentioned my sister-in-law, and she is so angry. She lives in San Francisco. She's a teacher. Used to write maths books for primary school children. Pretty bright lady. And she wrote to us this week, and she is so angry about what is happening in the United States. And I can but feel sad and write back and perhaps warm her heart with some of the more positive things that are happening to us and to our family. What amazing changes to our building. So bright and fresh. So appropriate to this new chapter in our COVID-19 lives. Today we are going to celebrate together, friends here at last in the meeting house. Please stay for coffee and a chat after the service. No biscuits, I'm sorry about that. So what did you do to while away the time during isolation periods? What creative activities kept you connected to our changing world? I determined I would have something to show at the end of the time, hence the completion of a book about an amazing woman, Margaret Lurleen Davy. I know you have heard me talk of this book ad nauseum, you think to yourselves, and you roll your eyes. My second task was to create a painting for Peter, who, much to my dismay, turned 80 on June the 1st. Yes, there was to be a celebratory party. Many were invited and then de-invited. We assured everyone, guests and the venue people, the celebration had been deferred, not cancelled. The wine will taste as good. We'll just need to choose slightly older toys and activities for our grandchildren and their friends for the Let's Keep the Children Happy corner. Whilst I think Peter might have loved having used this time to either continue with the notes he's writing about his own life story, or to paint or sketch, as his wife was doing, as a member of three important committees, this time was otherwise directed. I could hear him on the computer when he was in Zoom meetings. I just want to share these with you. I can see you, but I can't hear you. I can hear you, but I can't see you. Please press the mute button. Look for the button on the right-hand side to join the group. It's been nearly half an hour. Are we ever going to start this meeting? As many of you know, our younger daughter Alex lives in New Zealand. In fact, she's just become a New Zealand citizen. This country handled the virus exceedingly well. Advice and, at times, much stronger information was made available to the law-abiding citizens of New Zealand. Alex dutifully sent these missives to her at-risk parents across the ditch, as that stretch of water has been euphemistically referred to in these COVID times. Okay, at other times too. Telephone calls from our daughter exhorted us to stay inside and away from others. Being dutiful parents, we de-invited Jenny Dyster and Chris Mason to afternoon tea. Sorry, ladies. The invitation has been deferred, not cancelled. We did escape most days with coffee and biscuits, or, in later afternoon, a bottle of red wine, cheese and biscuits. We took up our position on the lawns of Hazelwood Park, or, if it was cool, in the car park in our car. One day we politely, and with a modicum of good humour, directed others away from a spot in the grass left by someone's canine friend. The black plastic bag had unfortunately not been used on this occasion. Like many grandparents, Peter and I were not able to be with our grandson, 8, and our granddaughter, 5. Young Felix was pretty relaxed with the changed regime, as he aimed his ball at the soccer goal in their backyard. For Evie, it was not so easy, not quite understanding when Grandma stood away from her, the little girl's large eyes portraying her anxiety. A special memory of mine is when certain restrictions were lifted and I was able to kiss Evie on her cheek. I still remember, after so many weeks isolating. I love you, Grandma. I love you too, my darling. A very special memory of mine is going to John and Helen Hall's home and Peter with a bottle of red when they have just come home from Sydney, their third time to be isolated, and the smile on John's face when he saw Peter standing there at his front door. Such a lovely memory. Thank you to many of the Church Fellowship who demonstrated care and warm friendship to others during this difficult time. Those who contacted members who were on their own, led virtual church services, prepared and delivered meals to those unwell, kept Sunday club ticking, were amazing during the renovating of our meeting house, moving furniture, choosing paint, colours and the new carpet, our admin assistant, relocating her office twice. And what about our president, Jenny, who's unable to be here today, so sad. Jenny has kept the wheels turning, contacting people, those needing special care, coordinating those virtual services, organising the committee of management, presenting Sunday club stories, and more. Thank you, Jenny, and take care. And to everybody here, take care, keep safe. Elizabeth, I would love you to come up and read your poetry for us. Thank you. May I present Elizabeth, my friend.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? I wrote this poem in the middle of COVID, an inspiration that came to me at 4 a.m. in the morning, probably around 2 days after the death of George Floyd. And about that time, I had heard, I think it was Mindfield on RN, talking about this notion of soul blinded as part of the ecological or social consciousness that seems to be visiting some people more and more in our times. This idea that you could stand next to someone and not see them or be aware of them as another soul. So I wrote this poem also at a time when COVID had been giving me more space, more time for effortless reflection and a sense of connecting more with the light of my soul. And a joyful part of that is in my work as a psychologist, I've seen a number of clients have almost what I would call, again, quite an effortless connection and transformation from connecting more with their inner core, their heart, their soul, their spiritual awareness, and the quiet direction that is always right for them. And also an awareness of my family and the love I have for them more, and also seeing, again, in my clients, more awareness of those people they hold dear. I was also reminded on the way here of the importance of keeping alive our connection with our soul, and in my terms, with creativity and with nature, as it was a program on AI and saying that the danger was not necessarily more and more AI, but the fact that in some ways more and more we're becoming like machines due to various influences in our life. So viva the arts and creativity. And recently I've had the pleasure of going to some of the French film festival films, and they have this beautiful advertisement. Yes, you know that one about let's keep alive the arts. And it made me feel quite teary. So, soul blinded, a term used in relation to brutality towards First Nation people. Let not my soul be blinded, nor yours. Let not my heart freeze over, nor yours. Bear witness with eyes wide open, your pain, our stain. As tears fall, another is struck to the ground. Let us hold hands, walk together, step by steadfast step, that we may keep alive a small flicker of hope, a possible igniting of soul and spirit for change. Let not humanity, respect, love, falter and fall back, this time in fear. May our near sight be our far sight, soul sight.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. That was beautiful. Thank you very, very much. Before Brendan plays the last beautiful piece for us, I'd just like to acknowledge those who helped to make this time together lovely today. Bev, who's smiling at me, you did flowers, thank you. People who were in the, and I'm not going to remember everyone's names, I'm so sorry. People who greeted us in the foyer. Who else should I meet? Elizabeth, thank you for coming and being with us. Those who've done coffee for us. Brendan, you can take Brendan for granted, but he will never give up playing. Thank you, everybody. Bring it on, Brendan.
We hope you enjoyed this Expanding Horizons podcast. These podcasts are the intellectual property of the presenter. They can be used only with the express permission and appropriate acknowledgement of the presenter and the podcast used in its entirety. This permission can be obtained by emailing unitarianSA@bigpond.com. Please feel free to leave a comment or visit us on Facebook or Twitter by searching SA Unitarians.